comparison. No one is immune to it. And actually, in this day and age, there are more opportunities for comparison than ever. And when you're tired and when you're feeling depleted, we're far more likely to fall into comparison because it takes energy to remind ourselves that what we're seeing and what we're experiencing isn't necessarily the full picture. Historically, what you see is what you get. We wouldn't have been exposed to so many people's lives, so many people's details of their experiences. It just wouldn't have been that way. We would have known a few people that lived locally to us, and this is only a generation or two ago. So there were just less opportunities for comparison. We view other people through the lens of our self-esteem, the lens of how we are feeling, the lens of what we already believe about ourselves. And I don't know about you, but I don't like to be wrong about myself. So if I feel like I'm failing in motherhood that day, I'm going to be out there looking for proof of that. I'm far more likely to be looking at the people around me, looking to compare myself to prove what I already believe. So we view other people's circumstances through the lens of our self-esteem. It's really helpful to remind ourselves that the little we see of somebody else, maybe it's what they're doing, maybe it's how they're doing it, is not a statement about you. And I think that's often what we do. If someone else seems to be doing something really good, we turn that into a statement of our failure. Actually, a lot of our comparison is not even at all valid, because we tend to compare the areas in which we feel like we're just surviving in to the areas that other people seem to be thriving in. So it's not even an even playing field. Imagine you were watching television one evening and you messaged me and you said, "Oh, I'm thinking about watching this film. Have you seen it?" And I said, "Oh, stay away. It's a rubbish film. I would not waste your time. The characters, there's no chemistry. There's a lot of fluffing up of lines. Oh, just stay away." And then later on, you find out that I'd actually only watched 5 minutes of the whole film. You know, what would that do to the validity of my review? Having known that, would you maybe have thought, you've only seen a couple of minutes, so I'm going to go ahead and watch it because it looks good to me? You know, I think so often we see such a small snapshot of other people's lives, and other people see such a small snapshot of ours, and we make an assumption, and it's almost as if we've taken that one insight and we can make a judgment about the bigger picture. So when you feel judged, or when you feel like someone may be comparing themselves to you, just remember that that comparison, that judgment is completely invalid, because it's on just such a small part of the bigger picture. So notice when you're feeling vulnerable to comparison. It might be first thing in the morning. It might be when you're particularly tired. It might be even around certain people. What boundaries might you be able to put in to protect yourself at those times? And also, is there a little something that can act as a reminder to you? It might be a little mantra such as, you know, it's just 2 minutes of a whole film. It's just 2 minutes of a whole film that I'm seeing in other people's lives. It's just a snapshot. I'm just viewing life through the lens of how I feel. That little reminder that prompts you and coaches you to remember that what you're seeing, what you're comparing your whole wonderful, complex, amazing self to, is just that one tiny element. It doesn't deserve the power to make a statement about who you are. And as you begin to practice and implement these little things that will start boosting your self-esteem, you'll find that the judgments and the assumptions that other people come to when they view that tiny little 2 minute section of the whole film of your life will hold less power, will mean less to you. So the other day, I took my youngest food shopping with me, and she was having a tantrum. She was screaming. She wanted something that she definitely couldn't have. And I felt the gazes of other people. I felt potentially the judgment of other people. And I think a few years ago, that would have been so hard for me. I think what I would have done was probably given her that thing, or I would have abandoned the shopping trolley and escaped from the supermarket. But actually, as I've grown in confidence, I've started to apply less power to the potential judgments, because actually they are, we don't always know. We often assume that those judgments are coming our way, but I've started to apply less power to them. I've started to realize that actually that person, if they are judging me, they don't know the bigger picture of my day. They don't know that she was up in the night, that she's overtired. They don't know that I'd actually just given her a snack in the car. They don't know. So therefore, that is just merely an assumption. That is all it is. It's not a valid statement for me to apply to who I am and how well I'm doing as a mum. Speak to those people who will take time to talk out of a place of care and not criticism, who have seen far more than just a 2-minute snapshot of the film of your life. Those are the ones whose feedback you can trust.